Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Have fun.
Woo! Thank you.
Do I hate you?
Yeah, we're just going to look at each other.
Okay, good.
Yeah, we don't need to like, hey! Okay, so we're going to do Taylor Swift. I'm going to open it up on Spotify, just so I have the album.
That's good. You know, I need to open it up, too.
Okay. And then I feel like we should talk about something else. Should we talk about, like, periods?
Okay. I love how we're, like, recording this as we're trying to figure it out. Anyway. You know what I was thinking about on the way here?
Because yeah, what?
Mikey called me, and we were talking about, this is such a long-winded way to tell you this.
Okay.
We were talking about this guy in this band that we both used to listen to, and he used to be so, so, so cute, and now he's so, so, so hot. Like, he was, like, he's kind of scary, intimidating looking. And I was like,
yeah.
It's because he went from cute to hot.
Yeah.
We could talk about the cute, hot, handsome, / cute, hot, beautiful for women.
I love that.
Men are cute, hot, or handsome, and women are cute, or hot, or beautiful.
And how, like, Gen Z is, like, aging like milk.
They are.
I know.
None of them are cute.
It's crazy.
They're all either hot or, like...
But they're not, like, hot. They're, like, Instagram hot.
Yeah.
They don't look like,
they're like
normal people.
Professional hot girls. Like, it's their job to be hot.
Right.
As opposed to, like, effortlessly hot.
Yeah. We've lost the uniqueness.
I'm
still here.
Actually dressed like a Gen Z today, so it's fine.
I feel that my pants are the same. I have my Birks
on. We're youthful.
Look at my new Birks.
They're so cute.
Are they?
I love them for you.
I think I got the size too big.
They do look a smidge too big, but if, like,
my feet,
if you like them, that's fine.
Listen, my feet are, like, very small.
What size should you wear?
Well, it depends, doesn't it, on the brand.
It does. What size are those?
So it was like a 6/6.5. So it was both. And I was like, well, I'm between a 5.5 and a 6, not a 6 to...
Yeah, that's tough.
So they didn't have my... Because I was like, a 5 and a 5.5 would probably be too small.
You do have really tiny feet.
I know.
I wear a 7.5. A 38 in Birkenstocks.
They didn't have it like that, though. Anyways.
I'm sorry.
Welcome to the girls' room.
Yeah.
We've already started.
Welcome.
Welcome to the girls' room. Today, oh my God, my eye just started twitching.
That must be a good sign.
Why?
I don't know. I just been making that up.
Today, I have my friend, my bestie, Katie. We've known each other since we were, I actually don't know.
I was tempted to say, like, 5th grade, but that feels late.
Yeah, I feel like it was, like, 3rd grade? 4th grade, maybe?
Maybe. Yeah.
When we became cognizant of each other. Katie was not allowed out of her house.
I was not.
Growing up, and we lived in the same neighborhood.
Yes.
So I think we probably would have met at, like, the pool or something.
Probably.
I feel like that would have been where we would have met.
Yeah.
And then, yeah.
Okay.
And I was outgoing, and so were you.
Mm-hmm.
So we probably just, like, walked up.
And I just said, like, hey.
Actually, we probably didn't even do that. We probably just started playing together.
Mermaids.
And we were like,
this works.
This works.
Actually, we were like, this works. And then, like, we didn't really talk for a long time, and then we started talking again.
Yeah.
In adulthood.
Yeah, because it was, like, what, the last time before, okay, we started talking again in, like, 2020, 2021? I don't remember.
I don't know.
Theo was a baby.
Yeah.
Like, he had, like, just been born.
Gosh.
When he first started.
I'm so glad I'm not pregnant.
When we started talking. Yeah. I'm glad as well.
I love not being pregnant.
Yeah, it's horrible. I'm going through my metamorphosis next Wednesday.
I'm so excited for you.
Yeah. It's morphin' time.
I'm so excited.
I am excited too, actually. But that actually comes back to another topic where, and when I say that, I mean I am getting a partial hysterectomy. And I'm really excited about it because period problems. Gross. And we both have children. Well, I have a child and she has children. The two.
Two of them.
The two of them. And they're beautiful, by the way.
Thank you.
They're so beautiful.
Thank you so much.
You really are. And my child's also beautiful. But,
yes, she is.
we weren't talking about me, though. I just wanted to throw that in there. Anyways, though, yeah, so that's what I'm talking about when I say it's morphin time for me next week, and I'm really excited about it. But pregnancy. I had the worst time.
No, from, like, the moment the sperm hit the egg, I was miserable. Like, literally.
Yeah.
From that moment.
Actually, do you know that my pregnancy, it really wasn't that bad? Weird. It really wasn't that bad. Honestly, like, I hated it because I felt like I was, like, growing an alien in me. And that's what I didn't like. It like felt when she started so... moving around. No. As soon as I started gaining weight, I was like, what the fuck is this? What is this? I thought I was going to have, like, a really cute basketball belly. And that's not what happened.
Can relate.
I was 93 pounds when I got pregnant. I know. I was 24, though. So, yeah, no, I was really skinny. And I gained 50 pounds.
Oh, I definitely gained 50 pounds.
Yeah. But you looked cute, though, when you were pregnant.
No, I didn't.
You did.
Mm-mm.
Yes, you did.
That's
you
looked, fine. You can say that.
I know that. You looked cute. No, but that. You were doing, like, yoga the whole time.
I was.
Yeah. I was sitting on the couch eating chocolate.
So, I mean, I did
and, like,
that, too.
And, like, not drinking, like, any water. So I was just...
That's crazy.
I was just ballooned.
That's crazy.
I was so dehydrated. I'm still dehydrated to this day.
Always. Why not?
Mm-hmm. Well, when, like, I started getting, like, really pregnant, then I was, like, parched all the time.
Good.
So then I started drinking more water.
Good.
But.
You needed it. I really did. You needed it.
I really did.
Yeah.
I did.
Yeah.
Anyways, this got really off topic.
That's fine.
Yeah, that's okay.
But people didn't come here for on topic.
No. No, so. Absolutely not. You never come here for on topic.
Yeah.
So we were actually going to talk about Taylor Swift's new album.
Yes.
Or just Taylor Swift and, yeah, or just her in general. Because I don't know if I'm going to call myself, like, a major, like, I'm not going to call myself a major Swiftie.
Mm-hmm.
Only because I don't know, like, a lot of the lore. Like, I'm not busy looking into things and, like, finding certain things out. Like, I'll stumble upon things. Like, in the last podcast, I talked about the Gaylore theories. I've definitely gotten...
I can't with you and Gaylore.
Gaylore. I've gotten
it's
into
Gaylore.
That. Gaylore.
It's Gaylore.
Gaylore.
It's Gaylore.
Taylor. Gaylore.
Taylor.
Whatever.
Gaylore.
I liked Gaylore better.
I guess there... It's
like
Gaylore.
Lore. Exactly. That's why I said it like that.
But it's Gaylore.
Okay. Anyways, mm-hmm. I got into that in my last podcast a little bit because I have gone on that rabbit hole.
Oh, I have too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. And but like
who's
the rest.
Who's 100% straight though?
There are people.
That's weird.
One time.
They're not allowed in this room.
Yeah. One time, I remember this like specifically like one time I was talking to this like family friend of mine. And she was like, I can't think of a single situation where I've ever, like, looked at people's boobs. And I'm like, I think I'm bi.
That feels almost, like, homophobic, though. Like, I feel, like, because you can have no interest in a woman or her body and still be like, look at those boobs. Those boobs are out there. Those are some boobs.
Those are some boobs.
You know? Like,
but yeah, she was like, I'm uninterested in boobs.
Like, I can understand being uninterested, but like, to act like they're just, you've never thought to look at them?
I don't think she meant it like that. I just think she meant like in a sexual way. She wasn't like, wow, I want to put my face in those.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean? Like, oh, yeah. That looks like a soft pillow.
Honestly, all of the women that I'm like attracted to.
Yeah, they don't have boobs.
They're tiny. They're skinny ladies.
No, you're so right. You're so right.
Like, Zoe Kravitz doesn't have any boobs.
Oh, my God.
But Zoe Kravitz does have Harry Styles.
But you have a, wait, are they still together?
Brittany.
I don't know this. Are they still together?
Yes. They're, like, tromping around New York together, holding hands, being in Brooklyn, being so hot and so cool. They're probably, like, drinking whiskey together in, like, dark corners.
I want to be them.
I want to be both of them.
Yeah. I want to be.
I'm jealous of both of them.
I want to be both of them mm-hmm. at the same time.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Puppets.
Sure.
I just want to, like, go back and forth in between their bodies. Yeah. Do you know?
Or, like, I'd be their third. No, actually, I couldn't. Like, I'm so deeply insecure.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, that would be really hard.
Two perfect-looking people.
Literally perfect
I'd
looking.
Be like, hey, I'm actually going to see myself out and, like, go oh my throw God. Up and cry.
Their babies would be beautiful.
I know.
But for some reason, I'm not seeing either of them wanting children.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, Zoe's older than us.
Yeah.
And
for sure.
Harry's slightly younger than us. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, but, like, she's the ultimate, like,
she's my mix,
exactly.
She is.
She's half Jewish, half black, so.
Oh, I didn't know about the Jewish part.
Yeah.
Well. Mm-hmm. Wait, which one of her?
Lenny Kravitz is Jewish, like, ethnically. They're, Lenny Kravitz and Lisa Bonet are both half black and half white.
Got it.
So not the ultimate half
not
black,
really
half
your
white kid.
Mix, then.
We're the same percentage, just differently.
Oh, that's true. Oh, you're so right.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. No, that makes sense.
So Zoe, if you're listening.
Oh, my God.
Or Harry.
I'm obsessed with her. I had a dream.
She's stunning.
About Zendaya and Taylor Swift getting together.
Oh,
I had a dream about that. Yeah.
I feel like Zendaya's too cool for Taylor Swift.
Mm.
Like, in a relationship?
Yeah.
I feel like she's, like...
too cool.
Yeah.
Hmm. Interesting. Yeah, I can see that, because Taylor Swift's, like, very nerdy.
Yeah.
Zendaya's definitely not. Actually, I don't know. I feel like she's nerdy, too, in her own different way.
I don't know. She just, like, presents cool.
Yeah, but she's with Tom Holland.
I know, but he also presents unbothered.
Unbothered is different than being cool.
But, like, they're different from nerdy in the same way. Like, being unbothered and being cool are different from nerdy in the same way, which, like, the thing that's missing is, like, caring too much.
Hmm.
Like, I don't think Zendaya would ever, like, Easter egg like Taylor.
No.
Yeah.
You're right. Taylor has a little bit of a complex.
Yeah. I mean, also, she, like, can't let her fans down now. She's, like, Pavloved us into thinking, like, everything's a secret message.
Mm-hmm. Because it is.
Yes.
Because it always has been.
I'm a later in life Swiftie, honestly, so I wasn't even, like, I didn't know all this stuff until.
I don't know all the stuff either.
Yeah.
I, like, if somebody brings up certain topics about, they're like, oh, have you seen this and this and then, and then all the Easter eggs, and I'm like, no.
I don't know
about that.
I'm a casual consumer.
I am, because I don't know all of her songs.
Oh, no, me either.
No. I know the first album.
I love being a fangirl.
Yeah. I know the first album.
That's not for me. Because that's, like, country, right?
Yeah, sort of. But also, it came out, like, she's like 1 year older than us. Like, barely older than us.
That's crazy.
And so her albums dropped at the same time that we were, like.
We were having our feelings.
Yeah. Mm. And, you didn't experience this quite like I did. Because you were locked in your house.
That is true.
But I had a high school boyfriend.
I also had a high school boyfriend.
Okay, well, he was cheating on me, and it was very public.
Okay.
Everybody knew about it.
Never mind.
Yeah, so I don't think it was the same. Katie?
Also, like, I didn't really have a high school boyfriend.
I know. I was also there. I was there as well in our high school. Yeah. Our high school was really big, in your defense. But we did have a lot of the same friends, and we lived in the same neighborhood.
Yeah.
So I knew.
So cute.
I knew what was going on.
Yeah, I mean.
Mostly, anyway.
Yeah.
I didn't know about the situation.
Okay. Honestly, which don't put this in.
2 hours later.
I'm like, oh, how do you not like me back?
Yeah. I don't know how you couldn't have liked you back either.
Lovely, aren't I?
You are lovely. And beautiful. And hilarious.
Thank you.
I don't get it. Maybe you weren't loud enough about it.
I was loud about everything.
That's true.
I still am. But you know what? I just want to be clear that I'm very happily married to my husband. I've talked about every man besides him.
Yes.
So,
and Cole is a gem.
Coco.
Yeah, he's a gem. He's a gem of a man.
He's so great.
We're talking about high school. This was an embarrassing long time ago, and I don't want to say how long ago it was. 15 years?
I don't want to do math.
Women
and stuff.
I think it's 16 years.
Do you think Hannah Berner and Paige DeSorbo are listening?
I really hope so.
Yeah.
I really hope so. Because I am a giggle.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Hardcore.
You are too?
Yeah.
Okay.
You listen, 100%.
Yeah, I listen to every episode, like, when they drop.
And then if I'm really desperate, I'll listen to their, like, mini episodes that are clearly just an ad.
I know.
Like,
and
I
love them.
If I need some serotonin.
And I'm literally just like, do I call in? Yes.
Like, do I need a Dunkin' refresher?
I'm not going to get a Dunkin' refresher.
Me either.
No, sorry.
I'm not.
I'm sorry, Dunkin'.
Dunkin' has cereal milk now.
Ew.
No, it's so good. What? Do you not like cereal milk flavored things?
No. What? I didn't know that was a flavor.
You've never had like a cereal milk ice cream?
We've gotten really off topic.
Sorry. Maybe just cut it off.
Anyways, back to what we were talking about.
Mm-hmm.
We'll bring it back. Mm-hmm. I was going through everything that was happening on that album.
Got it.
On album number one. That's
debut.
So I was like, yeah, like, I love this girl.
Mm-hmm.
And then I loved Fearless, and then Speak Now came out, and I was like, ooh.
All of those are a glittery blob in my head.
I wasn't a huge fan of Speak Now.
What is the big song from Speak Now?
Enchanted.
Oh, I effing love that song so much.
No, that's a good song. Like, I just didn't get into that album like I was the other ones. And I think it was because we had already graduated. And it felt a little high school.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we had already graduated from high school when Speak Now came out.
But do you know who Enchanted is about?
Is it Harry Styles?
No.
Who?
It's the lead singer from Boys Like Girls.
I don't know who that is.
You know who Boys Like Girls is?
I've heard of the band name.
We'll talk about this later.
I'm not cool like you.
I'm not cool.
When it comes to the punk rock scene.
Not like, punk rock.
Oh.
It's like, no, you
what
remember
What is
that.
It? Like,
they
emo?
Had that song,
Screamo?
Like, The Great Escape.
No, I told you I've heard of the band.
Okay.
I couldn't name the names of the singers, though. Like,
I can't remember his name right now, either.
All right, but at some point you would have known.
Like, he's definitely a boy that, like, back in that day, he was wearing, like, skinny jeans and had, like, a couple of black nails.
Right, that's called punk rock.
No, but he was like singing like pop music.
Oh, but it was like punk pop.
Yeah. Okay. Like, I would say like on the spectrum of like real punk music to Taylor Swift.
Mm.
Fall Out Boy's like in the middle.
Right.
Boys Like Girls is like in between.
Okay.
Yeah.
I feel like Fall Out Boy is punk music.
Fall Out Boy is like maybe like third wave punk.
Okay. Okay. I see what you mean.
But there's definitely someone who would be like, you think punk is Fall Out Boy?
Okay, so I think, so in my head, punk is Simple Plan.
Oh my God, I love Simple Plan.
Punk is Fall Out Boy. Punk is any man who is singing in the high key. Panic at the Disco.
Okay. Okay.
Like, they're singing that whiny voice.
Uh-huh.
Not in a mean way. I love the whiny voice.
I think to...
That's punk to me.
...more accurately identify that music, you should maybe call it pop punk.
Okay, pop punk.
Yeah.
Alternative.
Alt pop.
There we go.
Actually, I...
Alt punk.
No, because that's punk like...
Alt pop. So it's like Green Day.
Green Day is more like, I feel like second wave.
We're really off topic here.
What is the topic, Brittany?
It was Taylor Swift.
Damn.
Okay, so what we were going to do mm-hmm. is go through Taylor Swift's new album, and we were going to talk about... We were going to give like a little summary of what we think of each song. That didn't happen. And we're already 20 minutes deep. So it's probably not going to happen mm-hmm. at this point. And that's fine.
That's fine with me.
That's fine. We really don't need to talk about it at all in any way. And that's why...
I mean, we would be the first podcast you ever talk about it, but but it's fine.
Listen, my title is going to be like, not talking about Taylor Swift.
Anything
but Taylor Swift.
Trying to talk about Taylor Swift.
And continuing to get off topic. But this is an ADHD podcast.
Yes! Officially.
Well, it always was.
Well, officially.
Everybody I've had on has had ADHD.
I know, but I officially have it.
Okay, Katie officially has ADHD. She's taking medicine for it now. Tell me about that. Tell me about the medicine taking.
I've only taken it 2 days, this day not being one of them.
Oh, you're not taking it consistently.
No.
Mm.
I'm, like, figuring it out. I don't know.
Yeah.
So I took it once to do my nails, and they turned out really well. And then...
Hyperfocus.
And then I took it... Oh, no, I've taken it 3 days.
3 days.
And then I took it to work.
And did it work?
Yeah. Okay. It really did. I was like, whoa.
Whoa.
Time went fast.
Yeah. Oh, it does.
Yeah.
It goes so fast.
It went very fast.
Were there any, like, side effects that you felt?
I forgot to eat, which is so crazy, because I've never forgotten to eat in my life, ever. And then I got home, and I was carrying my sweet, precious baby, and I put her down, and I got very lightheaded.
Yeah.
I was like...
Whoa.
I was like, I'm so skinny.
Oh, yeah. That's going to happen every time. You have to, like, force yourself to eat, too.
So I take Adderall.
Yes. Adderall.
Legally.
Legally.
To myself.
That's nice. I couldn't do it.
That's wild.
Yeah, it just, like, I got really bad dry mouth.
That hasn't happened to me.
You are more hydrated than me.
That is true.
And so it could have been because I was so dehydrated that it, like, made it more obvious. I don't know, though, because I haven't taken in adulthood.
Do you remember that episode of SpongeBob where he goes into Sandy's, like, thing and he, like, needs water?
Water! Yes, I absolutely know exactly what you're talking about. Because, like,
that's
whenever...
That's what I'm imagining is happening to you.
No, literally. No, literally, because I... At any time, I, like... Because I'll go days without drinking water.
Like, how?
Days. Because I drink so much coffee.
But...
I go days. Days. Weeks. Weeks.
No, you don't.
I do.
No, you don't.
1000% I do.
No, you don't.
I do, though. Coffee is water. There's water in the coffee.
Weeks?
Weeks. Oh, yeah. For sure.
Okay.
This has been filled full for, like, 3 days.
It's a prop. It's a paid actor.
I'm supposed to. Okay, so I told them, like, I'm perpetually dehydrated. And she was like, okay, you have to drink 8 to 10 cups of water a day for at least 4 days up to the surgery.
When is your surgery?
Wednesday. And I'm like, this is going to be really, really tough. And she was like,
you need to get some, like, really yummy electrolytes or something.
Yeah.
Have you tried that Element?
No, so, okay, so I'll drink.
Not sponsored.
Yeah, I'll drink, like, LaCroix. Or, like.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So I'll do that when I, like, get to the point where I'm like, I know that I need water, but I literally cannot force myself to drink the water. Like, it's like, it, like, I'm, like, repelled, but I'm like, I'm going to throw up.
You have rabies.
Maybe. No, actually, one of my directors, like, when I was a counselor still, did tell me, like, you might have this, like, disease because that's, like, a thing in this disease. And I was like, I'm not going to find out. I don't want to know.
Okay. Okay.
I don't want to know. She's like, it actually could be bad for you. It's not. That's none of my business. That's none of my business. They're going to go in. I'm so scared they're going to go in there and be like, you have stage 5 cancer?
Stop. No.
Oh, my God. I'm so scared about it.
No.
Because they're going to be like, you're parched and all of your insides have shriveled up.
So we can see the cancer really well?
And you're dying.
You can't drink your water out of cancer. That's so crazy. I have cancer because I drink so much water.
Right. Exactly.
Hey, I don't think that's science, but we can ask.
I know. That's called catastrophic thinking. Love. I talk about that.
Big fan.
I talk about that in therapy a lot. Yeah. Intrusive thinking. No, literally, I've been having, like, the weirdest, like, thoughts on it. Like, they're going to go in there and they're going to find, like, crazy shit. Or they're going to, like, hit my spine and never going to be able to walk again.
Got it. Okay.
Or, like, they're going to mess something up. My biggest thing is, like, I'm never going to be able to walk again. That's, like, a real concern.
It's, like, so not close to your spine, though.
Yeah. They could mess up my bladder, though.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. But she said it was really rare.
Perfect.
So, yeah. I'm actually, like, not really that scared about it. I just, like, have these intrusive thoughts. Mm-hmm. Catastrophic thinking. Every once in a while, I'm like, what if I could never walk again? Because technically, that could happen.
Yeah. Technically,
probably
Harry
not.
Styles and Zoe Kravitz could walk in here and ask for my hand in marriage.
Oh my God, but that's true.
It's true.
That they could. You don't know the circumstances.
No, I don't. And
it could happen. And it's none of your business. And it's none of my business to find out if I have a disease or not. That's none of my business.
It's fine.
They've taken my blood so many times, like, I feel like they should know.
Yeah.
If something's wrong with me.
Honestly, I feel like the only point in worrying about your health is just to, like, say that you're a human. Like just be like, oh, I'm a human being with, like, concerns.
Yeah.
But, like, bodies just rebel against you for no reason.
Yeah.
It's wild.
Literally no reason.
Like.
Yeah, and your brain, too. Your brain lies,
like,
to you.
Why is my brain
such a liar?
Oh, my gosh. I know.
Sometimes I'm like,
it's crazy up there.
How did you think that up? Like, where'd that come from?
Yeah.
Sometimes I wake up from the most vivid dreams.
Do you wake up crying?
I have. More times I wake up sweating.
I'm
fighting monsters. I am saving the world.
Are you really?
Yes. I'm a badass bitch in my dreams. Oh, oh.
Are you serious?
Oh my God, yeah. Yes.
Oh, wow. That's
I'm
so
having,
cool.
I'm having, like, fantasy, like, I'm having dreams that I don't want to wake up from. I'm like, I
You're
live.
You're world
building. I live here now.
Wow.
Yeah, I've written books about my dreams before because they're so elaborate and detailed, but then I get bored of writing them and I stop.
One time, I remember I had the weirdest dream and I woke up and I was like, I'm going to write this down.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if I can find the note.
I bet you could.
No, but it's actually so silly.
No, yeah, because when you wake, well, no, actually, mine are pretty detailed, so they're pretty good.
Oh, my gosh, it was so funny.
Okay.
I was like, everybody like grows up and then they have to go into a closet or something. I can't remember.
They have to go into a closet?
I'm going to find this. Hold on. I'm actually going to find it. I'm pretty sure closets had to do with it.
So the latest one that I had that was like that I had actually wrote down and I started like writing a book about it, because I do that like every time I have like a really cool dream that I'm like, wow, that could absolutely be a best-selling novel. It was, I had a dream that I was like time, I was like space-time continuum jumping, and like I had my real life and like my shadow life. And like
Donnie Darko?
No. Not like that at all. No, it was like different. It was like I would fall asleep and then I would wake up in a completely different, like, not timeline, but like multiverse. Like it's a different universe basically.
Okay.
And things were just like a little off, and it was like kind of grayscale. And then I found like this guy, and he kind of looked like Josh, because Josh was in my other dream, but it wasn't Josh. It was kind of Josh, but it wasn't
your
Josh.
Alternate Josh.
But it was an alternate Josh, and it was like two different Joshes. So then I was like kind of cheating on both of them. What? Because I thought I was stuck in this other place.
Oh.
I woke up and I was like, what the hell? And I thought I was stuck there. So then eventually I grew feelings, because he looked like Josh, only an inky Josh. Like an inky one. Like he was like, he paler and had like black hair.
Okay.
Like a more alt Josh.
Cool.
Yeah.
Love it.
Mm-hmm. But we were fighting bad guys in that timeline.
Wow.
And the other timeline, things were peachy. I was living on the beach. We were doing great.
Things were beachy.
Beachy. I was typing on my little typewriter. I was a writer. I was living it up. And then I'd fall asleep, and I'd be in this, like, crazy fascist world.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Scary.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Anyways.
My dreams aren't like that, but.
Did you find it?
No, I didn't.
No. Oh.
Sorry.
That's okay. All right, well, I think that's enough for today. On that note, I think we've reached the end of the podcast. Hopefully I can have Katie back on very soon. And we'll have maybe we'll plan it better next time.
Yeah.
Although, we'll be honest, it's just going to go off the rails, even if it is planned.
I wanted a plan.
Would you have followed the plan?
Kinda.
I wouldn't have.
There would have been several times where I'd been like, let's go back to the plan. What's next?
See, and that's what makes it more fun to watch, I feel, because we really don't know. How about this?
Who
next
knows?
Time, we'll have notes.
On what?
Just like topics, like topic notes.
Okay.
And then we'll be like, let's talk about it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
All right. See ya. Bye.
This episode of The Girls Room is brought to you by Witcraft Podcast Studio and Wit Group. Thank you for watching The Girls Room. For more episodes, visit Witcraft Podcast Studio on YouTube or follow us at Witcraft Studios on TikTok, Instagram, and Facebook. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and share.